An emotionally charged gathering outside the Supreme Court of Honduras. Many hope to catch a glimpse of former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez, wanted by U.S. authorities on international drug trafficking and illegal weapons charges. Hernandez arrived in handcuffs and chains for a preliminary court hearing related to an extradition request filed by the United States earlier this week.
We are here to celebrate. We're here to celebrate the narco dictatorship that is failing today with its greatest leader.
Tensions outside the court led to minor scuffles between critics and supporters of the former president.
We are supporting our president in peace, so a dignified process is carried out and his rights are respected. We are also supporting him peacefully as the National Party, as leaders of the party. We are not looking for trouble. We are not attacking anyone. We just want our president to realize he's not alone.
Hernandez was arrested on Tuesday at his home in the Honduran capital. U.S. prosecutors allege Hernandez helped facilitate the trafficking of hundreds of tons of narcotics from Colombia and Venezuela over the course of his 8 years as president. Allegations the 53-year-old former Honduran leader has repeatedly denied. His fate now in the hands of a judge overseeing a request for extradition by the United States.
In order to guarantee his presence at the extradition proceedings, he will be provisionally detained at the facilities of the Special Operations Command of the National Police.
Federal prosecutors in New York had previously named Hernandez a co-conspirator in a major international drug trafficking case. And last year, a U.S. judge sentenced President Hernandez's younger brother, Tony Hernandez, to life in prison over charges related to cocaine trafficking.
Having concluded the first of two appearances before the Supreme Court, former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez will remain under the custody of security forces until March 16th for a second and final extradition hearing. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera, Tegucigalpa.